If you know that certain foods cause you to bloat, then just try to limit that consumption of those. So it's okay to indulge. If you do, moderation is key. And then also probiotics. Probiotics are funny. Some are going to be helpful, but some might not be helpful depending on what's going on with your gut. So I don't go to a specific probiotic, but when I'm having troubles with digestion, then I use Saccharomyces boulardii. It's a probiotic that definitely does help with my digestion. That's like a standalone probiotic. You'll see you're going to be overwhelmed if you look at probiotics because there is just so many options. And so if you are taking a probiotic, I definitely want you to look at the label and make sure that you're getting a combination of lacto and bifidos. And there's so many strains of those, but Saccharomyces is by itself. So you'll see that if you're looking for that.
This is Mastering Menopause. By using fitness, nutrition, lifestyle, and mindset, you can master your hormones and get your body back. I'm Kathy Cote with Catalyst Fitness and Nutrition. Let's get into it.
Welcome back to Mastering Menopause. Today, I want to talk about bloating. We're going into the holiday season. We're having foods that we're not used to having, and sometimes that can really jack up your digestion. Same with traveling. So for me, I am doing a fair amount of traveling this month, and more than likely, I am in a truck driving across country right now as
you are listening
to this podcast. Traveling always jacks up my digestion. There's definitely some tips that you can use to help prevent any kind of bloating, and we're going to talk about what happens when you actually find yourself where you are bloated. The holiday foods, right? I love them, but just some of them just don't love us back, and they have us feeling bloated and full and feeling sluggish. Here's what you can do to de-bloat today and how to avoid that feeling in the weeks to come, because we are right in the thick of things. The first thing that you can do to control bloating and avoid, or I should say de-bloat would be some kind of movement. I know rebounders are really popular right now. There's those little mini trampolines, and that's a great way to get your digestion moving. But if you don't have a rebounder, I don't myself, you can dance to your favorite music. You can just jump up and down. Just make sure that you're incorporating some kind of light jumping to mimic a rebounder. Walking is going to help too. And I especially like to go for a walk after I have a meal. Just put a little extra wiggle in your step, right? Make sure that you're wiggling through the hips. And you're probably going to want, if you're walking in a crowd, you probably want to walk behind them. I did put out a TikTok earlier a couple weeks ago. Another thing that you can do is yoga. So there's three yoga poses that are great for digestion if you find that you are just super bloated. So these are going to specifically release gas, decrease bloating. And the first thing that you can do is knees to chest. And so you're just bringing up one knee at a time. And then that's really going to help with that kind of a little bit of a twisting motion. And then also there's a pose called Happy Baby. So that's where you're bringing both of your knees to the chest and then holding onto the toes and just raising one leg and then the other leg. That's a good one. And then any kind of twist. I recommend like a spinal twist where you're just lying on your back and then you bring one knee into the chest and then you bring it over to one side. Say you're bringing your right knee in, then you're going to bring it over to the left side and then you're going to look over to your right side with your upper body. You can also do like a twisting chair pose. It's going to be a little bit more complicated, but any kind of twisting movement is going to definitely help with any kind of a bloating situation. Also, there are foods that will decrease bloating, and foods like pineapple or papaya, cucumbers are great. Fermented foods are fabulous. Kimchi, which I don't love kimchi, but sauerkraut, that's a great one. Also kefir, some yogurts. So any kind of fermented foods, and then also ginger. Ginger's a great one for digestion. And also just avoiding the foods probably know your trigger foods, so probably stay away from those trigger foods, but sometimes we love those trigger foods. But certain things that you would want to avoid are like known offenders, right? Like broccoli and cabbage. Those do cause gas. Same with Brussels sprouts, which I love. I just can't have them. Just knowing what your triggers are, and then if you find yourself in a situation, then you can definitely use these tips. One thing that I rely on heavily is a digestive enzyme, because like I said, I do have some food intolerances. I didn't mention that, but I am traveling. I always get my digestion gets jacked up. I always take digestive enzymes with my meals, and that really helps, especially if you are prone to bloating. But there's also some tips that you can do to help prevent bloating in the first place. And number one, that's going to be just drink water. Make sure that you are hydrated. And along with all the hustle and bustle, we tend to ignore our basic self-care practices like drinking water. And so staying hydrated is going to help you maintain your body's fluid balance. And that's going to help with digestion, which can help prevent bloating as well. So one thing that I see a lot with our clients is they're complaining that I'm eating all this protein, I'm super constipated. I find that it's not the protein that's causing constipation, it's the fact that they are dehydrated and not drinking enough water. So if you're not drinking enough water, you're definitely going to be constipated. That's going to lead to bloating. And that's definitely one that you want to do is stay hydrated. And then, like I said, getting in your steps and movement every day. I really do walk after dinner and then maybe a little yoga session during the day or at night. So just any kind of activity or movement that's going to help with digestion and can help reduce bloating. And then, like I said, be mindful of those triggers, because if you know that certain foods cause you to bloat, then just try to limit that consumption of those. So it's okay to indulge. If you do, moderation is key. And then also probiotics. Probiotics are funny. Some are going to be helpful, but some might not be helpful depending on what's going on with your gut. So I don't go to a specific probiotic, but when I'm having troubles with digestion, then I use Saccharomyces boulardii. It's a probiotic that definitely does help with my digestion. That's like a standalone probiotic. You'll see you're going to be overwhelmed if you look at probiotics, because there is just so many options. And so if you are taking a probiotic, I definitely want you to look at the label and make sure that you're getting a combination of lacto and bifidos. And there's so many strains of those, but Saccharomyces is by itself. So you'll see that if you're looking for that. But again, fermented foods, the kimchi, I forgot to mention pickles. I love pickles, right? So the ones that I have aren't fermented. I just get the regular Claussen pickles, but it's the vinegar, it's the sour in there that helps with your gut health and maintaining healthy gut microbiome and helping you also to digest your food well and avoid the bloating in the first place. I hope this helps. And as always, I appreciate you listening. If you liked this episode, then please share it with someone that you think might be gain some knowledge from this information. And I'm really looking forward to a new year starting. It's coming up. It's pretty soon. So next week, I'm going to be explaining what a client transformation journey actually looks like and then highlighting some of the common mistakes that I see women making that prevent them from actually losing weight in the first place, but also from maintaining that weight loss once and for all once they do lose weight. So stay tuned for that one coming up. Oh, bye.